Last pod I did, right? I did a pod with Rich. I freaking st- we do the we're doing like half the pods done, and I realized I didn't even have the live stream on like the entire time. Like just literally did like basically the, you know, get back together, some real good content in the pod. Freaking don't have the thing on now. I just started up my recording before you came here, and I did, you know, I had a little rant. I hadn't been around for a minute, got a little ranting, and I don't know, my voice recorder app is totally different than when I, like, you know, first started the pod. It's like everything that I do, everything updates, changes, right? Now all of a sudden, like, I don't know, it clipped my recording. I had it paused waiting for you guys to come down. I don't know, I must have closed out the app by accident, and it must have clipped the recording or something. It's whatever. I'm not doing another one. I'll just post both. Rich should be here in a minute, but yeah, bro, freaking happy to be here doing a little pod. I haven't done a pod in a minute. It's been over a month for me. So much going on in the sports world. Kind of crazy. You know, just trying to keep up with everything. NFL really taking over, obviously. I've kind of talked about that here on the pod where it's like the NFL is a year-long thing. There's literally like a month right after like the draft, basically, where it leads into from that to like when they start up mini camps and all that, where there's like not a lot going on. You got people blasting predictions. But other than that, it's, dude, there's always news coming out of the NFL. Takes over all the time. Free agency, draft, right after the Super Bowl. Like, it's a year-round thing, bro. It's already middle of March. Next thing you know, they'll be doing football. Football will be back before you know it, bro. The time just zips on by, bro. Like, we get through the winter, it's gone. Already through another NBA season. The one thing with me, really, recently, since I haven't been able to pod as much, and all this stuff going on, and chaos, and jobs, and everything kind of happening around me, where it's like, I feel like I have less free time to even do this once a week. Bro, when you're watching sports as avid as I am, and I got to get into my other main.
zero debate. They will not be on the team. It's very simple. They won't be coaching and won't be the GM because guess what? You fucking made three horrendous mistakes that led to the downfall of what everything happened. You paid a guy that didn't need money, it didn't deserve the money. Then you fucking let your best player walk and didn't fucking pay him and got nothing back for him when you should have traded him and got something for the person you picked second overall in the fucking NFL draft. Okay? You got nothing. And this thing goes to that nasty like last year. Bye bye. Then we'll be restarting all over again, buddy. That's what happens in the NFL. You get 3 years, 4 years tops to prove you can make the team better, enter the playoffs, progress to the playoffs. It's not happening this year. So to your point, they're gone. It's very simple. He could be the best coach in the league. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's the thing that kills me, bro, because I do think he is a good coach. And I do think at the end of the day, when you think about how things went down with this, and I said this when they had that good playoff season, and everyone's like, man, we're going to extend Daniel Jones. I'm like, why? I'm sitting here yelling on this screen right here. Why? As a diehard Giants fan, why? What has he done? He had one good season. And what did we do? We extended him more money a year than Patrick Mahomes. That's what we fucking did, bro. And I know, and I've watched all this stuff, bro. I'm in on all this stuff. I might not be in here talking about it every day like I wish I could, but I'm in on all this stuff, bro. Daniel Jones, he is stuck with the team this year. But we can get out of it after this year, only if he's healthy. And I'm listening to Carton talk about it this morning. It's like $23 million guaranteed we owe this guy if he can't pass a physical next season. So it's the same thing that happened with Russell Wilson, where he got sat down by the Broncos. It's like, nah, dude, we're done with you. Like, forget it. It should be the same thing we done with Daniel Jones. He might not play another down for us. They might have Drew Lock out there. And that's even going into a season. Can you imagine? Time goes by, things change. I get that you're gonna lose guys. That's basically my point, where it's like, why that's why Bill Belichick, in my opinion, didn't get a job and probably isn't gonna get a job. Because it's like, bro, even if we brought you in, what are you gonna do? 3-4 years for us? It's like the thing I'm seeing with all this shit with the president. It's like, you're gonna bring in a guy for a president who's 80 something years old? Like, is he even gonna live to the end of his fucking term? Like, why is it like people get all fucking worked up about all this stuff where it's like you say a certain thing and it's like, bro, not even just the president. I'm talking to the guys that come in the indoor place yesterday. It's like, bro, literally every electro watching this, or I don't follow any of this shit, but they're like, bro, all these dudes are like 75 and above. Like, can we get a normal age person in charge of doing anything for this country? Or it's just fucking all fucking old people doing this shit? I don't know. It's just very strange for me. It's the same way I feel about the CTPGA and getting involved in it. I did a survey on it. You know, it's like, it's just the same guys all the time. It's just the same thing all the time. Even if I wanted to get into it, I'm not gonna win the vote. Like, it's like, so what? I'm just running to fucking to get my name out there. That's just fucking stupid, bro. It's just stupid.
That's literally the name of politics. attorney general forever. So basically, he's been tied into all this shit forever, and he's in the Kennedy family. So that clears that up for you. But Aaron Rodgers can't do that, bro. Trust me. If you're doing that, he's retiring from the NFL. Think about the timing of it, bro. The election's in November. When does the NFL season start? September? Yeah, okay. So what, he's going to run for vice president with a president of the United States through OTAs the first weeks?
Yeah, but like my whole thing, yeah, and this is where, this is why, and it's like, of course, it's Aaron Rodgers too. So it's like, he'd be the one guy that try and do this. Now, this isn't unprecedented. Like Herschel Walker just won a, or just lost a, you know, political run in Georgia, I believe.
I understand.
We haven't seen any active players doing this. That would be unprecedented.
Guess what, Herschel Walker,
but I do think if there's one guy that would do it, it'd be Aaron Rodgers. And I would say, like, even looking at, like, I personally think, even like, if they, I'm bringing Aaron Rodgers to, like, they're not going to win, are they, bro? Like, even, like, are they actually going to win? That'd be the first time, I'm pretty sure, and I, like I said, I'd have to check this up, because I don't follow politics.
year before. Then you had a kid, you know, with some shit. I didn't really care about the stuff on the field towards the end of the year or whatever. They weren't that good. I get it. But the draft shit, that throws, like, every red flag up in the world to the point, and to your point, where these guys don't even want to draft him anymore, bro. It's a painted a perfect picture. He's young from last year, and you got these other three guys, and it's like, oh, one of these could be good. There's your C.J. Stroud, your Drake May, your fucking Jaden Daniels, all these guys that are like, oh, these guys are really good too, played in bigger conferences, SEC. So what? You're going to take this freaking kid who seems like he's a punk, wouldn't even let him take his measurements? Wouldn't even let him measure him,
dude? Like, dude, my point is, how many other teams would you rather be, like, how many other teams would you rather not, like, what teams are in a worse situation than the Giants right now? Like, the Broncos? Like, the Broncos, I don't know what they're doing. Like, the Cowboys, Broncos. I mean, they're going to be good record-wise, but I just personally think they do the same thing to themselves every year. Like, I look around the rest of the league, it's like, bro, there's not that many other teams. Teams that are terrible right now are coming up real quick, bro. They're coming up real quick. And it's all because, like you said, it's all QB stuff. So, I don't know. I keep seeing Justin Fields. He might not even get a landing spot. Like, all right, I'll take him over Drew Lock, bro. Like, I don't know. As a Giants fan, you gotta sell me a little bit better bread than fucking Drew Lock potentially and Daniel Jones. That's just what I'm saying. And you know what, dude? They did this to themselves, and now all I hear on it is that they're regretting it.
Points a game. Okay, so what, you lose 14-13 or 14-10 and all these, can't score 14 points. It's the same thing as the Giants, bro. This is the last year. Oh, we can hold anybody to 20 points, but guess what? We can't score 10. So it's like, and your quarterback goes down. Now you're just back in the same spot, bro.
Yeah, I mean, bro, at the end of the day, bro, and I'm going to get rich in here. We'll start talking some hoops. But at the end of the day, for me, when this whole conversation leads to, like, you're going to end up regretting these contracts, bro. Like, you might be that desperate. You regret these contracts all the time, bro. Daniel Jones, absolutely. I knew that was going to happen. But you're going to regret this Kirk Cousins contract. You're going to regret that Baker Mayfield contract if you're a fan of the team. You are, because you're not going to get where you want to be. And Mike Evans, like, oh, man, yeah, we're back. Like, bro, where are you going, bro? Where are you going? You winning a championship? Like, that's my point. It's like, where are you trying to get as a franchise? Like, like for the Giants, like, we made the playoffs. It was like the greatest thing since sliced bread because we hadn't been there in 9 years. But like, as a fan of the Giants, we are better than that. We are better than, like, let's just make the playoffs and fucking lose. Like, I don't know. That's just where I'm at.
You're sealing off. Like you said, your quarterback's going to seal you off. All these other teams that are now, like, look at the Ravens, bro. What are the Ravens going to look like this year? Forget about it. What are the Chiefs going to look like this year? Making freaking acquisitions all over the place. You know, all this, the Bills.
Yeah, there's some other teams that are going to be. Yeah, there's some other teams that are going to be good for sure. But I think there's some teams that showed last year, like, what they were and made a lot of moves as well. Bro, there's so many new faces and new places all over the NFL. It's like, yeah, that happens all the time now. That happens all the time, particularly now with the running back market. I mean, you literally have 11 different running backs on 11 different teams. So it's like, yeah, that's expected to kind of where we're going to see a big change in that. Yeah, you're going to have change. But, like, it's like Derrick Henry, bro. Like, what? I don't know. If you're the Ravens, like, would you rather have Derrick Henry, who, yeah, he's all-timer, he's all a famer, oh, we know what he can do, or would you rather have a young guy who can do either just as good or is better? Like, who knows, bro? Like, that to me, it's the same argument with Saquon. Like, I get it. Saquon's good. But when I look at his injuries and I look at where he's been and where he's going, it's like, okay, like, 3 years from now, is he going to be good if I'm paying him 11 or 12 million a year? Probably not. I assume the Eagles will be regretting that contract as well. I don't know. What's right good, Rich?
Right now, next year, the Eagles, he is going to fucking thrive on that team, bro. They have an insane offensive line. They run freaking read options and all this shit with Hurts. Like, it's the same thing with Derrick Henry, bro. Those offenses are built for these kind of running backs, bro. These touch-heavy running backs, give them the ball, options out of the backfield, flip it out.
What's good, Rich?
twice every single year.
I just got to throw this in here because I don't know who this guy is. His name is Boshi Paul. I don't know. Do you guys know Boshi Paul? He's maybe the only guy watching our stream right now. He said, random question, but he said radnum, so he doesn't know how to spell. Have you ever been given a wedgie, and he spelled wedgie a little awkward, before, question mark. And then he said, if so, what's the story? Ha, ha, ha. And then, separate one, he said, this question is mainly for the brothers, so I guess you're excluded, Rich. Oh, well, Boshi Paul, thanks for checking in. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've all been given a wedgie before. Rich, you might have given me a wedgie before. I've definitely given my brother a wedgie before, right? You know, back in the day, get him underneath the, you know, little brother. Like, fucking, like, yeah, basketball. Fuck you, bro.
Maybe he's talking like a basketball.
I don't know, bro. There's fucking bunch of weirdos out here on the streaming world. Whatever. Dude, good for that guy for coming in and checking in and asking me about wedgies, fucking weirdo.
All right. Anyway, hold on. Real quick, before we start going into anything else or basketball, I'll say this. I don't know if you guys already talked about it, but I feel like it aligns with what you were saying there and, like, teams being capped. Should teams have made this move? You said something, Seg, like, they got to go. They should just go get a young guy. When I first saw the Kirk Cousins contract, I thought that was an insane amount for a guy coming off an ACL injury.
Agreed. Achilles. Achilles. Like, right, yep.
Here you go, dude.
Agreed.
Achilles, sorry. But I will say, the more I think about it, my thing I always do is I hate when in basketball someone's like, these five guys should have made the All-Star game. It's like, that's not how it works. What five guys are you taking off the All-Star game? You can't just say five people should have made it. So for the Kirk Cousins thing, my next thought was like, all right, like, what should the Falcons have done? And my first thought is like, you probably should just go get someone young, but they do have a talented team. And it's like, if that doesn't work out, you just wasted like Drake London and Kyle Pitts, Bijan, all these guys. So I was just bringing this back to, like, I don't have a real take that, like, oh, you great move or terrible move for the Falcons by signing him. But I do think it's kind of the best move they could have made, even if it wasn't overpay in terms of making their team good for the next, like, 2 years. Again, maybe it's like the Saquon thing. You're regretting it a little bit after that. And how good is good? You're probably capping yourself at, like, a first-round bounce. Maybe you win one playoff game with your Cousins. But even still, what were you getting with Desmond Ridder? So, I don't know. That's a tough thing, especially with football right now.
Yeah, but I guess, okay, and like, yeah, and you make a good point, Rich.
Go ahead. There's like 10 good quarterbacks where you'd probably be like, I am happy with that guy on my team. And I guess the big benefit is, especially for the Falcons, like, nine of those guys play in the AFC and not the NFC. So, like, I guess you can hope to just, like, yay, there we go, Alex, a Falcons hat. I guess you can kind of hope.
I'm a Falcons fan now, boys.
Yeah, I can. I guess.
Win the division. It's a weak division, but it's an interesting move to make. Felt like an overpay, but also felt like the best move they could maybe make.
Yeah, definitely an overpay.
Baker was.
I personally, overpay. Again, same kind of thing. Same division, same deal. Where it's like he had one good year, he won one playoff game. You overpaid him. It's the same thing that happened with Daniel Jones, and here we are. You know, whatever. We'll see how those play out. I'm done talking Kirk. I want to talk some hoops. I want to talk a little March Madness before association, Rich. So I think it's interesting. I've been hearing a lot of this. I just want to know right off the rip what you think about it.
Yep.
Is it possible the women's tournament could be better than the men's tournament this year? And I only ask just because, A, I've been kind of on the whole trail, hey, let's follow the women's game a little bit more. Hey, let's check the WNBA, the talent's coming up, like, blah, blah, blah. But when I look around the men's tournament bracket and the women's tournament bracket, I don't know if it's the same for you, Rich. And I've been watching a good amount of these college games over the last few weeks, like since leading in a conference tournament, like I always do. The name.
I don't want to sit here and like bash women's basketball because it's as probably as good as it's ever been right now.
Yep.
For college basketball. And is Caitlin Clark a senior? Is she going to go to the WNBA?
Yep. I'll be watching her first game live. Yep. You got it, pal. She'll be drafted to the Indiana Fever, number one.
She'll probably carry a shitload of people over to WNBA. So great time for women's basketball. Yep. But like me personally, I haven't watched a bunch. Like I've tuned into two of Caitlin Clark's game. I've tuned into one or two UConn women's games, but only players I can name off the top of my head are Paige Buckets on UConn and Caitlin Clark. That's probably Caitlin Clark for most people. I think the thing is, like, I think it's going to be the biggest year in a really long time or ever for women's college basketball, especially if Caitlin Clark keeps winning, because she's what's tuning a lot of people in. Like, they'll probably have their highest viewership, I'd imagine, if she makes it to a national championship.
Yeah, dude, the viewership's been way more than the men. I've been screaming that that's going to happen.
Hold on. I just think March Madness is one of the most tuned into events all year, and it's very rarely. Hold on. Let me 1 second. It's one of the most tuned into events, and it's very rarely because Brandon Miller was the only one there. Scoot and Wembanyama were the other two big guys in the draft. The Thompson twins were in the G League, whatever it's called, the league they could be in. So, like, there haven't been that many guys, and I think March Madness always ends up being electric, not because of, like, the names on the back of the jerseys, just because, like, March Madness is an electric, like, one-and-done tournament, one of the only things we have like that.
Yes, I agree with that sense, but I'm just talking more of the players. Let me ask you this then, Rich. Like, do you think Caitlin Clark's the best player in college basketball right now, men and women?
To her peers, yes, I think she is.
Like, I don't think it's a trick question. I don't think it's a trick question. Like, I personally think between the men and women's college basketball game right now, she is the best player they have. She is the biggest ticket they have is her.
I agree. Here's how you answer this. I heard someone say, and I agree. I heard someone say the other day, I think this year's the first year the college basketball games are coming back, and football and everything. Like, they're doing like college video games again.
Yeah.
I think, unless
$600 NIL deal to every one of them. Yep.
They were basically like, who do you put on the cover of basketball? There is no, like, I don't know who it's been past years, but like Carmelo Anthony, Derrick Rose, like these guys that are like the guy in college basketball.
Yep.
And someone was like, you fucking put Caitlin Clark because girls basketball is going to be in it. It's like, she is more marketable than any player in the college basketball right now. And I fully agree with that. Like, if you put, I'm trying to think of.
Well, here's the thing that rubs me the wrong way. Here's the thing that rubs me the wrong way. Because I've heard people that have told me that are like against women's sports or against women's basketball or whatever they're, you know, complaining about. Oh, she's not that good. Oh, whatever. Like, oh, the competition's not that good. I'm like, bro, I'm like, you are just, I don't even know what to say to you. Because, like, when you watch, you're not watching her then. That's my point. And it's like, then I get to a point where it's like, you said to me, Rich, and this is where I say you're going to miss out a little bit. Because, like, if you only seen a couple of UConn women's games and you've only seen Caitlin Clark, you're missing out on this girl, Brink. You're missing out on Juju Watkins. There's a couple other really good girls, South Carolina.
and one more.
I don't even know. Probably off the top of my head. Let's see.
Definitely not Kansas. They fucking sold me a bunch.
But Nick, to your original point, man, I kind of do agree with you. It will be the women's tournament will be great, but the point you just made kind of makes it a little bit tough because like the first like two rounds in the women's tournament are like pretty skewed, dude. Like that competition change from those first couple rounds, like you get upsets in the men's tournament all the time. Like I get a 10 beaten or whatever.
Yeah,
you're gonna get all these.
You'll get less of that in the women's game for sure. Yeah,
that shit does not happen. Like 16, sweet 16, or
but then again, and this is, and you make a good point, but then again, I think you almost get set up for a better tournament where then you get the best teams playing the best teams. Like you don't get any of this fugazi bullshit where you got a one seed playing a 10 seed two rounds in because they knocked off two teams that they shouldn't have. Like you're going to have the four best teams in women's probably going at it. South Carolina, LSU, Iowa, and you know, throw in the other that's in there, Stanford. You're going to have the four. They're going to be in there, and then we're going to see who's the best, and that's what I want to see, bro. I want to see that right there.
Even and, like, honestly, it'll be a pretty good tournament.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. Probably those first few rounds definitely not as good. I agree.
That, bro. No one wants to watch UConn play a 32 seed.
Just real quick, one last thing on college, and I want to get to the NBA, which is I saw they're throwing in, like, an NI deal into the tournament. So, obviously, they have an NIL deal personally, but I thought I saw it was maybe 2 million. I don't want to say it's 2 billion, but people are throwing around millions and billions like it's nothing nowadays. But, like, the way I thought I saw it was you're getting incentivized. I don't know if it's just the only team that wins or if you make the Final Four or what. There's some type of money going to these guys based on how they finish in the tournament. I'll have to do a little bit more research on it, but I thought that was interesting considering, you know, we always kind of talk about how, oh, they're not playing for money and no, they're amateurs or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, now they're playing for money. I think college sports has gotten close to professional sports as we can get. And I've been talking about that on the pod here for a minute. You're welcome. All right, Rich, I wanted to talk some NBA hoops. Where do I start here? Wow. So the Thunder, they're one seed in the West, second youngest team in the league. I've been screaming about you.
be in a conference finals, which is probably what I see the ceiling as for the Thunder this year. And to relay it over to the Thunder, I said it on the last time we potted. What was that? I think it was probably a week before the NBA trade deadline. Maybe we did it right after that. But I know I was on here saying, you have all these picks. The literal only weakness on your whole team is you don't have a big guy.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have to play. If you want to win, there is no way you're not playing the Timberwolves or the Nuggets or one of these teams with top big guys in the league on their team.
Yeah.
And it's your only weakness. You have the better players. You have the more talented players. Obviously, other teams have Jokic, Anthony Edwards. But I think the Thunder have like the most talented shot creators, like ball handlers than any team out there really right now. But I think they would lose to the Nuggets. I think they would lose to the Timberwolves. I think they're a better team than the Timberwolves, but like they don't match up well against the Timberwolves. I don't know why the Mavericks went and got Daniel Gafford. You have a fucking million picks you're never going to use if you're the Thunder. Why don't you offer one, two more second round picks and go get Daniel
Gafford? Yeah, I agree. He's been on a fucking tear, by the way. Daniel Gafford, hold on. Oh, hold on a second. We just put a pause on this conversation. You brought up some really great things.
Why? I don't understand. team a better player because he's ready to be on a competitive team. That dude plays offense well, plays defense well, wants to win out there. He just doesn't have the teammates around him right now. They have,
nothing.
Yeah,
it's definitely the least talented team in the West. You could argue the Wizards or the Pistons or maybe the Hornets are a little less talented in the East, but I think they all also have worse records too. But no, he's on the least talented team in the West.
Yeah, no surprise. Here, I got to show you something. I got to show you something because I bet on an absolute fucking.
He's got some crazy stat lines too, though. Didn't he? I saw some bet that you could take him to get a quadruple double by the end of the year. Crazy odds, and I was like, dude, didn't he have like 8 blocks?
Can you guys see this shit? Yeah, you can.
Oh, buddy.
Yo, check this out, bro. I've been doing so bad on the bets, and I'm like, I was like, I'm taking a week off.